Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Help didn't come in time for Alex Smith. He'd just moved out of his parents' home. He had a job and had just gotten a promotion. And his mom says he was doing well.
On May 20th of 2017, he turned 26. On June 1st, he no longer had insurance. On June 27th, he was found dead.
She says she and her husband James didn't know that he was rationing his insulin because he couldn't afford it.
His girlfriend knew that he was sick, ill, but we didn't know it was because he wasn't taking his insulin.
Alec never reached out for help, but his mom, Nicole, says understanding diabetes, it makes sense.
But you know, a lot of times when they start slipping into diabetic ketoacidosis, when their blood sugars are getting too high, it affects their thought process.
The couple stood with lawmakers today to support legislation that would help others who are not able to pay for their insulin.
It's time we do something about it. Enough is enough. We lost our 26-year-old son way too early.
One of the four bills to be introduced is named after Alec. It's called the Alec Smith Emergency Act. And it would establish a way for Minnesotans who are not able to pay for insulin to get a temporary prescription from the pharmacy. The bill would then provide reimbursement from the manufacturer to pay back the pharmacy.
Insulin prices are immorally high.
DFL State Senator Matt Little.
Only three companies make up 96% of the insulin market volume in the U.S. When one of them raises prices, so do the others.
He says the second bill would ensure price transparency between insulin manufacturers, pharmacies, and customers. The third bill works on that same goal of transparency by requiring insurance companies to disclose the brand of insulin and type of equipment provided under their plan. The fourth bill would create a long-term plan for keeping insulin prices low for customers and would allow the Minnesota Commissioner of Health to hold insulin companies accountable for their prices by imposing reimbursement charges. There is bipartisan support for the measures. Republican Senator Scott Jensen is a doctor.
Healthcare is an enormous parasite that has an appetite that won't be quenched.
He says he understands that some of his Republican colleagues may object to adding regulations, but it needs to be done.
We cannot do what needs to be done if we're not able to be courageous. And I think the spotlight on insulin will serve to simply magnify the fact that we have to put a spotlight on pharmacy in general.
Some 320,000 Minnesotans have either type 1 or type 2 diabetes. Susie Jones, WCCO.